Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we have a special guest with Paul Gracia. And it's going to be, he's going to be awesome. But let's kick it off with our theme music.
Coleman from the wonderful television show Jackass. You're listening to Rad Reality, one of the greatest shows ever made. I promise.
Okay, hello everyone. And tonight it's going to be a different type of show, I think. We have Paul calling in tonight, and not the Paul from Minnesota. He might call in too. But we're also going to do some talking about other reality shows. Michelle from the Bronx, I'm hoping you can call in. We will play a game. We got our typical, this week we're not going to play Are You Smarter Than a Model? We're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Reality Star? So, I got a list of five questions, and we're going to be doing that. Cherry Garcia's in the chat room, and I want her to say hello to everyone.
Hi, everyone in the chat room. Hey, Ren.
Do you have anything that's exciting you too? Tonight, it's just us two up here, so you're gonna have to. Tonight is the nine. Let's give Cherry all the push tonight. Tonight's her chance for Cherry to shine.
Oh boy! Thanks, everybody.
It's just us two up here on the phone line. So you are you ready? I mean,
yeah, I'm
actually
excited for this guest to call in.
I mean, I know Michelle wants to talk to this guest too, for one reason. Once you hear him talk, you will know why. And we might have some other surprises. I did put the word out to a couple other people that maybe they didn't get back to me, but they know the number. And they might call in. But I don't even know where to start tonight. That's why you're going to have to help me tonight, because I'm totally lost tonight. You better be on your A game. Or you better recruit somebody fast.
Paul Grassi is from The Mole, from the season 5 of The Mole, and he's a really interesting guy, and I can't wait to talk to him. I think it's going to be an exciting interview, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. He's quite the reality connoisseur, so to speak. He's done a little bit of everything with Reality Stars. And I guess we'll wait till he's on air to talk about some of these more in-depth things that he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really wanting to go towards
Paul
right now. Anyway, I was hoping you had something else. I mean, let me ask this question to you, Jerry. What do you have more excitement to watch this week, Survivor or Maiden Race? Which one makes you more excited to watch?
they're both about on the same level. I'm always a little bit more Survivor than Amazing Race. I know Amazing Race always wins all the awards, but I'm a Survivor girl. But also tonight is the Real Housewives of Miami, which is a brand new Housewives. I know you don't watch them, but a lot of us do. So that's one to mention for us reality people. A lot of people out there watch them. Starts tonight. That's a big deal for us reality people that watch the Housewives series. So,
yeah.
It'll be starting tonight, too.
Wow, Housewives. You know, I'm not into it. I just can't get myself hooked into that show. And they show a rerun of it during the daytime on this the CW down here. And I'm just really like, bleh. I mean, I don't know. Why do I want to watch a bunch of Housewives? Because, you know, now I do like the Bad Girl Club. Now I do like that train wreck. But definitely not a fan of the Housewives.
I watch Bad Girls
Club. I'm more into the Top Chef. You know, the Top Chef. Or shows that are, you know, I don't know. I'm more into the competitive. I mean, I don't even like Jersey Shore that much. I have never really cared for Jersey Shore because I only watched it a couple times.
I watched way too much reality.
I just don't get into the whole thing. Let's pick up this caller because I think it's Michelle. Or it could be Paul, too. I don't know. Is that you, Michelle?
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, it's Michelle.
Good. You know, Michelle, you just stay with us tonight. I was going to tell you to do that anyways. Because I know you. Is that okay with you, Cherry?
I don't mind Michelle being with us.
Yay.
Yeah, I just think let's have a Bronx got girl up here to talk with Paul, too. I do got a game, and I don't want Michelle to play it because Michelle probably know half these answers. Anyways, so now she just qualified for the game. So now we're going to have to get one of you guys, other people, to call in. Well, I'm trying to think, do we want to do it before Paul calls in, or do we want to do it after Paul calls in? What do you guys think?
I say do it with him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So let's wait, and if he has time, after I told him that, I told him 15, 20 minutes, so if he has time afterwards, maybe he can hang with us, and you guys can call in and do the game, because all the questions have to do somewhat with him, but the last one, and the last one is just like a potluck because I couldn't think of another question. But, Michelle?
Yeah?
You got anything that you want to talk about real quick? I'll give you a couple minutes.
I definitely have something that I've been wanting to touch base on. It's another train wreck. It's a definite train wreck. It's some famous movie star that has currently a show that's on CBS that is now on hold.
Oh, we've talked about this a little bit. Maybe you've missed those shows, but Charlie Sheen, you mean?
Yes, but I have some information that I think that you guys didn't touch base on.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so...
Wait,
yeah,
I do like Charlie. Wait, let me do this. Let's do this first of all.
Disclaimer.
Let me play this. I want to play this clip just in case. What is up with my clips? It takes like a second to get them going. Like I have to stop them, and then I have to restart them.
The views expressed by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the hosts or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required, and batteries are not included.
Okay, and now let's play Charlie Sheen's theme music.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do?
Men,
men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men
Okay, now Michelle, go with it.
Okay, so yeah, Charlie Sheen's a train wreck. We know that, but I blame part of what he's up to now due to a movie that he did years ago with his brother.
Oh, is it the one when? Which one? Let me think. You know what? The funny part about it is I can see the movie. Wasn't it? They were like porn star or like porn. I'm trying to remember what it was called though. I remember the porn part. They like own a porn place or they were like a porn producers and
Second one was right.
Oh, what was the name? What was the name of the movie?
Mitchell Brothers.
The Mitchell Brothers. I've
called,
seen it.
It was called Rated X, the movie, and they were
Brothers. Yes. Rated X. Yeah, that's what turned me on to wanting to watch it. I mean, come on. No, I'm just joking.
Turn on. Good one. Porn movie turn on. Let's keep going.
Okay, tell us what's happening. What was it?
Well, the whole premise behind them doing the movie was that they were so interested in the characters themselves, and it was how the porn industry became video as opposed to just being on paper, and this happened in the 70s. So both brothers were playing the parts. However, Emilio's character wound up not being so involved in the drugs aspect, partying porn chicks, as opposed to what Charlie Sheen's character wound up doing. And Charlie's character did it throughout the whole lifespan that he had. So I don't ever think that Charlie shook that character role.
No, you know what? I really think that's what Charlie's... I think Charlie's been like that for a long time anyways. I mean, if I remember correctly, he's had his up and downs. And definitely Emilio has always been the better of the two. I mean, when it comes to the good boy image, you know, I don't think he's done anything really too bad, has he?
Just marrying Paula.
Paula.
Abdul.
They married?
They were married.
Are they still married?
Heck no.
Okay. See, I don't remember them marrying each other.
Oh, yeah. They were married when she did the whole album Straight Up. That whole first CD that she had, and when she was a cheerleader,
oh,
I think, when she just came out of it, yeah.
The Dancing Cheetah guy?
Yeah, that CD. I think it was called Straight Up.
Yeah.
Straight Up, yeah, damn you.
Okay, let's stop. what do you think, Cherry, over there?
I think he's in pretty deep right now.
Nice! Ding, ding, ding!
deep. Like, deep what?
Not snow, Ron, not snow. Well, maybe you snow.
Gotta ask a porn star how deep.
Good one, Michelle.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Wise guys, you are. You know, I have some of those Three Stooges clips on this thing. But yeah, we're talking the mole tonight. We're not going to play the mole. If I could figure it out how to play the mole in an hour and a half, I might do that one night. That's something I should come up with, is just one night of playing one game. You know, just, and we all. You know, I've been wanting to hear. Okay, here's an idea that I've been wanting to do, and I'm willing to talk about it out on the line, because if somebody else wants to steal it, I don't give a rat's ass. But I mean, because I came up with it, and I'm going to copyright it maybe too. Now, I think we should play like a treasure hunt one time. Like we have to tell them to go like to a certain website. You know what I mean? And they have to find, like, a link, you know, and then they have to post it in the chat room. And the first person team to come back, or the first, you know, person to come back, or we can even make teams so different teams can enter, because we can private message. So that's something I've been wanting to do, and we'll have to come up with that. Maybe I'll get me a group of team game makers to help me out on that one.
That's
tough. What
do
you think, Michelle?
I think that's tough. You got some people that can type really fast, and then other people that will, like, you know, be like...
Maybe we can get two teams. What if we did two teams and we just, you know, have two teams of people just
online
two teams.
Treasure hunt.
Yeah, like two teams. So well, that's something to think about. Paul should be calling any minute now. If I'm hoping he got my message. I think he did. What are you doing up here? The cat never gets up here anymore, and now she just did.
It's me. I won't even go there.
Say, Mom, leave my arm alone. I'm just going to my Facebook so you guys can talk for a second. Okay, I just wanted to make sure if he writes me, because he can't get in. But anyways, I told him 10:15, so he might be running a little late and everything too. So, and if not, I told him 10:45 too, and then we changed it to 10:15 because I thought better for us. Trying to think. Michelle, you got anything else you want to talk about? I'll be honest with you. I want to say it in a short. You guys are my family. I've had a bad day, you know, and bad night. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm a little off tonight. So I'm glad Michelle's up here with me and everything. So, Michelle, do we have anything else we want to talk about?
I'm still reading what Paul is writing about, lemon pineapple flavored soda, but I saw something else that they came out with today that they're posting about.
What's that, Michelle?
What?
It's, well, Paul wrote it in the chat room, Cherry, so maybe
I saw that.
Yeah.
What did he say? Read it.
Good. Cherry?
A company came out with a soda called Yellow Snow Soda, and it's a pineapple...
Lemon.
Lemon-flavored soda. But they're calling it Yellow Snow Soda.
Yellow Snow Soda. Huh.
To top that off.
I guess.
It doesn't sound pleasing at all. Does it to you guys?
No.
Why do I keep on thinking of a dog?
Any gimmick, I guess, to get it out there.
Oh. That brought up what I read today, and what they're coming out with is weed-flavored soda. So it's called Canna Soda, C-A-N-N, as in cannabis.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually going to be marketed and sold in marijuana dispensaries, legal marijuana dispensaries. So they're actually going to be able to get their soda pot as opposed to soda pop. That was the...
You know what, you guys, you guys are making me think of a new game. <You know?
laughs> Love to hear the wheels turn, Ron.
Yeah, it's going to be called, is this a product or is it not?
Well...
You know, can you actually find this product?
Listen,
so, like, here, is this a real drink? I can't think of one off my top of head tonight. Let me think. I'm having a bad day thinking.
Chocolate soda.
Because I can't even think of chocolate soda.
That's been around since I was a kid.
Been around since I was a kid. Since Paul was a kid, and he was a kid when it was, back in the olden days. wait, Paul, did they have soda when you were a kid? I mean, did they even think of that yet? When did soda come in effect? When did
do you guys call it pop or soda? That's the here. Let's
I
go
call
back
it
to
pop.
The, yeah, so you know, it's soda.
We're both from the north too. We're all three from the north, so we all say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still I'm just old enough to know what a soda jerk actually really is.
You know what I want to do real quick, though? I do want to do this real quick. I want to plug our Thursday show, though. Like, tonight, I think me and Ben, I got Paul to call in, and I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, I'm hoping he's just running late. I haven't seen no message come my way. He's on the East Coast, so I know I gave him the right time. But what I was going to say is Thursday night we should have a huge fun show with Cowboy. He called in last week, too, and this week it's going to be a little longer. And we might have another surprise up our sleeve. But I think it's going to be a fun Thursday show. Plus, we'll talk Survivor. And speaking of Survivor, let's just do this real quick. Survivor coming back tomorrow. We see Redemption Island, maybe for the first time. Is Phil really that crazy? I don't know. What do you guys think about Philip?
Jerry?
I think he's a whack job. If you want to know my opinion, I couldn't imagine being on Survivor Island with him. I couldn't imagine working with him. He's not the kind of individual I could deal with for very long.
I think he's a whack job. I definitely think he needs to be in a straitjacket. Just the previews of what they're showing, like he's like this big, huge monster guy making these crazy individual noises over a hermit crab.
Yeah,
I don't need any more from him.
You know what's so funny about I'll tell you right now, Philip's not going to win for one reason. We saw too much. Too much of him. It's always somebody that is not, seen too much in the beginning. But, I mean, who won last? Yeah, see, Fabio, he wasn't shown that much in the beginning. You know, come to think of it, Fabio was slowly brought into I still think this edit thing works. But anyways, yeah. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Survivor's been great. The first show was one of the best ones. I love Tribal Council. And Russell is the king, but whatever. I still think Russell is a tweet. I don't know. Now, here's the thing. I like to see Russell and Evil Dick in the same game.
Oh my God.
I think that would be so much.
I would just like to see the both of them on like Jeopardy or something. Are you kidding me?
There would be many beeps. We wouldn't hear anything.
But I think those two would be awesome together. You know what they need to do? They need to take all the villains from the three shows of CBS and make them into a game of eight. Like, call it
Villain Village.
Expressed.
Just badass mofos and just leave it at that.
Could you see, Russell, Johnny Fairplay, Evil Dick, who else? Dr. Will, maybe.
Johnny Fairplay will get kicked out and run with his tail between his legs quicker than anybody.
Yeah, but, Johnny Fairplay, you would have to put him in there just because, he...
He's not a villain. He's a dupe.
No. But he's still, you know what? When I mean villain, I'm talking most dupes anyways. Russell, dupe. So I'm talking just, these anti-players that people like them because they cause trouble, We can call... Let's do eight guys and call it the Bad Boys Club. How's that?
All right, well, let's get some of the badass girls that were on some of the shows. So we definitely have, top of the line there. You've got Sandra. right, from Survivor.
Yeah, but you know what? Sandra's not, again, Sandra's not a badass. I mean, if you we're talking.
She had a mouth,
okay,
so she was lippy.
I still think she's a puppy dog compared to someone like Parvati.
Well, I was definitely going to say Parvati, but Parvati was not lippy, but she definitely was, you know, aggressive in her style of play. But it wasn't so out there where she was.
I love Sandra on Heroes versus Villain, too,
mm-hmm.
and she was awesome in that. But, yeah, I mean, let's think this way. Would Michelle Costa not be even better choice than Sandra?
I think so.
Well, I mean, we got to see Michelle when she was very, very angry when somebody ticked her off. But with Sandra, it was a given that she was already ticked off. Like, she was already pissy, like, from the get-go. She had, like, the whole mouth and attitude going with her, and I love her. You know, like, you looked at her and you said, ooh, chip on shoulder. When you look at Michelle Costa, you didn't see that right away.
I'm trying to think of some amazing racers that could come into this play, too. I mean, because there is some villain amazing racers that, you know, they played hard, so hard that they, you know what I mean? They just didn't have, no scruples. And I'm trying to think who could be some of them like that. So if anybody can think of one in the chat room, let us know. What do you think, Cherry? Got any names?
I'm trying to think, too. I know there has some. I've watched every amazing race there has been.
Oh, definitely the lesbians.
Oh, the lesbians, absolutely. Gosh.
One of the
three nastiness at the end.
That one has to be on there.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah,
I
totally didn't think about that.
Well,
is her name Brendan or Brandy or what was her
Brandy,
name?
I think.
Yeah, definitely. Would Shima be on there, do you think?
Because we get to see so much of Shima now in a different aspect, but if you were to just take a character that she was on Big Brother and what was portrayed of her, yeah, she would be in that group. Badass mofos.
But if you've gotten to know Shima after the show, it's hard to go back and think of her as that person.
I know, and that's where I kind of was thinking, too, is, you know, how can we really say there, how can we say Shima is really a bad person? Because, I mean, she really is, and she's probably one of the sweetest people I've talked to and everything. So, I mean, but we're talking game-wise, too. I mean, Russell's supposed to be...
And you know, Ron, if you gave Russell
a chance, he might not be
as bad as you think he is, too.
And who did you say?
Russell.
Mm-hmm. You interrupted, and I was just getting ready to say that. And I'm not complaining about interrupting, but I was just getting ready to say that, Russell, I've been told he's not that bad of a guy. You know, too. So, I mean, if I ever meet him or if he would ever call in, and he's more than welcome to call in, I think I would be the same way. You know what I mean?
That's very possible.
The girls' names were Carol and Brandy that were the lesbians on Amazing Race.
Yeah. Oh, no, I forgot us. It's okay, guys.
If I can forgive Jesse and like Jesse after as much as I disliked him on Big Brother.
And I want to tell you guys, and I've always made this known with him too, is my hatred is more for his gameplay and not his his personality. I mean, I don't have a problem with his personality. It's been his way of... I don't... I like, if I had to choose between Boston Rob and him, I go Boston Rob because I like Boston Rob. Boston Rob, in my opinion, he might be a little villain, but he wasn't a bad person. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
On the show. I mean, he did some. It's kind of like Sandra. Sandra never was really a villain, in my opinion, either. I mean, she's out to play the game hard. And everything. Yes. Good. Thank you, Paul. Happy birthday, Sugar. Make sure
Bye-bye.
You write on her Facebook wall and tweet her and everything. There is a couple other ones. Andrew from Amazing Race birthday today, and let me see if my there was one other person. Oh, and one of our chatters, Tommy. Tommy. I can't remember his last name because I can't read it from here. And then a good friend of mine, Whitney, a.k.a. Zito. Happy birthday, y'all. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's something we need to start doing. I need to start wishing birthdays. I can even play, like, Rennie's song, maybe a short version of it. Let's take a break, and I'm going to play a song from Chase, which we still haven't got my things done yet, but I need a break. So, no, Whitney, a friend of mine. She was at, actually, the Vegas Bash on Sunday. So let's play Buzz Back by Chase.
Too fast, my head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way, but good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, cause I'm a pilot of this party flight. Couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back. I got my buzz back. Yeah. 7 digits sitting in my phone. The thought of her won't leave me alone. There was making out and making plans. And maybe tonight we can do it again. Yeah. Got the nerve to call her.
MK, welcome back to live on the Rad Reality Show. You know what? We could play our game. So if anybody would like to play the game, 347-237-5506. If not, I'm going to get Michelle to play it tonight. But I would like someone else. I would love to get somebody other than Jess or Michelle.
Get Cupcake. Cupcake, call in.
Yeah, I think it's they're not the hardest. They're not the hardest questions tonight. And Michelle can help you. She'll be the guest helper for the questions. Because I know Michelle will know a couple. Remember, the rules are 3 out of 5. You got to get 3 out of 5. And we haven't had a winner yet either in this game. And because I think Michelle played it the first week and Jess played it the second game. And the categories this week is news people. But you got to remember, questions are based on Paul because, you know, it's his thing. But Jess, I told you I'm not going to let you play unless I can't find somebody. You know, so sorry, Jess. I really want somebody different because we've had Jess and we've had Michelle play. So even if Paul calls in, he can play over you guys. Sue, Mr. No Pants. Categories again: news, people, movies, Survivor, sports, and then a potluck. But okay. I remember they're all based on Paul.
Okay.
So, I mean, or other than the potluck is just potluck. Because I couldn't think of something. Paul. Oh, you will know these. I think Paul will actually. I think Paul could get all 5 of them right. I predict if Paul calls in, Paul from Minnesota calls in, he can get all 5 right. I think he could be our first winner. Yeah, but not in this game. This game is definitely a this is a different one we've played. So there was some other stuff I was going to talk about while they sit there and ponder if they want to play or not. And what it is, don't forget, I still have a couple calendars left, and I'm asking $25 for them. And I'm working on a T-shirt. And what would you, I mean, Michelle and Cherry, you can help me out with this. Do we want to do like a Manic Monday T-shirt and then maybe a couple other T-shirts too? You know, like the Rad Reality Show, but the one that has especially with, like, Manic Monday. Do you think that would be kind of cool?
I think that would be great.
I think you should.
I mean, that is your, like, you know, your opening week show, so.
Yeah, I still need to kind of name the, we've called the round table on Thursday, But I kind of want to fix that name up a little bit. I mean, I kind of like the round table, but you know, it's kind of lost the round tableness on Thursday.
Got squared.
What?
It got squared.
No, it's more like maybe so. It's more squared because normally I have 3 people and a guest. But. You know, so definitely I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going to pick up Paul, and just after we play, I'll pick you up. Sorry, I want something different each week on this one. After a couple weeks, you guys can play again.
We get burnt out.
What?
We get burnt out.
It's not that you guys can play the other games, but you know, remember this one. I've only played this twice. And this is the 3rd time. And tonight, instead of models, are you smarter than a reality star? And like I said, the questions are based on Paul, but not exactly Paul. So, and Paul, you've listened to these shows enough with them that you should know them. So welcome to the show, Paul, from Minnesota.
I'm so confused. Which Paul am I right now?
You're Paul from Minnesota.
He's Mini Paul.
Could it be Satan?
Okay, you know what time of the day it is. It's the time when everyone loves to come on Tuesday night, because I think this is like the best game there is right now in the on my show. And tonight, Paul, you are playing for a autographed picture of myself in a unitard.
I'd rather.
Not really.
I'd rather get a can of yellow snow soda.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, but then I thought I couldn't think of something funny. Okay, five
okay,
categories.
All right, hold on. Okay, Google's open. I'm ready.
No cheating, please. And you got 3 seconds to answer. Now you do have a lifeline. You do have one lifeline. You may ask Michelle for help at one time.
Every question.
Okay.
I only get her once.
Just once.
Can I
yes.
help you one time, Michelle? I just please, just once.
Yeah. Okay.
So, do you want to do news? Do you want to do movies, Survivor reality, sports, or potluck?
I'm going to go with potluck first.
Damn it. okay, it's good. No, I got a potluck one. I actually, guys, just to let you know, and Cherry can vouch for this. When I was trying to make up questions, I couldn't even think of a fifth one, so I just said I'll put down potluck and hoping no one will take that one first. And by the time I get to it, I got a potluck. You ready?
The only reason I chose potluck is I figured it was going to be an easier one.
Yeah, that's why I was going to. I'll give you a real simple one. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the deal. The potluck is what is the first wait, let me think of something. Michelle,
while
you got a question over there?
While you're thinking,
I didn't know I was going to have a question ready.
Okay, no way, I'll do it.
I got
my potluck.
I've got a rules question because we play. If I get the first one, do I have 3 strikes or no?
No. This is just. You got to answer 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Questions, right?
Okay.
Okay, no, here's your potluck. I got one. Okay. What TV show did. And who's typing in?
Oh, that's me. I was just talking.
Okay.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
I thought it was Paul.
I was kidding about Google. I don't like cheating. I don't like spoilers. Worry, I'm just being funny.
Okay, what TV show was about wait, let me see. We got a question. Okay. Help me out, Cherry. Give me the answer. Who was the mole on season 5?
Thanks a lot, Cherry.
Sorry, guys.
So,
just to let you know.
Fine. I didn't watch the show.
Do you remember, Michelle?
Well, I'm going to go with the obvious and say Paul, but I don't remember Paul winning.
No, this is who was the mole.
Oh, wait.
Right. I remember it was the other dark-haired guy that won. No. Who was the mole? It was the heavy guy that was the that was like the movie producer.
Give me
or
his first name.
I can't.
Give me his name.
It was his name Ed. I don't remember.
Okay,
yeah.
Paul. It's Ron. It's Craig.
Oh, okay. But he was the heavyset guy with the glasses that had something to do with movies or something like that.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I had everything but the name.
Okay, so Paul, you got one Ron because your help didn't help you.
Okay. Okay, Michelle, you were close.
Movies, sports.
I'll go with sports. Better not be Chicago.
Sports. No. And now, Michelle, please be quiet because I know you will know this answer probably.
All right.
Paul's favorite baseball team.
Minnesota.
Oh, let me just tell you. No, come on. Think about it. Paul's favorite. Okay. Just to let you know, I said Michelle can't talk because you should know. Paul's favorite baseball team.
I just told you. Minnesota Twins. And Camp Sarah.
And you're wrong.
Not you, Paul.
Two runs. New York Yankees.
Yankees. Paul Grassi.
Damn it.
Okay.
I would say that name sounds like he could be like a Yankees fan.
I just told you. You got it wrong. You said Minnesota Twins.
He's from Yonkers.
Paul from Minnesota.
He's from Yonkers.
Okay, so two wrong already.
Was it the Yankees?
Yeah.
I told you the answer. Yeah, Yankees.
You said to look at my name and you would have gotten it.
Okay, movies, Survivor, or news?
Just to clarify, I was being funny when you said Paul. I was saying you were talking about me, so I said I would have guessed the Yankees. Though at any rate, I will say.
Wow! We're so confused.
That's okay. No,
Paul, you got to. I know you're old and everything, and you're a little senile. But I thought we were clear, and I know you were being funny. But I asked you for the second time, and you told me again. So that's why I'm gonna roll. But Cherry, what do you think over there? Since you're my assistant, do we let him have it, or do we give him a strike? I think we give him a strike.
All right. So what?
We
could
always do another question. To be fair.
Okay, I'll give a backup question.
Ooh.
Okay, you ready? Just because. Not you, Paul. Paul Gracia. What is his favorite basketball team?
I would have to guess the Knicks.
You got it. Okay. Okay, movies, Survivor, or news?
And is news anything or a particular
reality? News is based on his show, but it's about the news.
I will pick category of Survivor.
Okay. What Cook Island teamed up with Paul to make a movie just recently? What Cook Island Survivor teamed up with Paul to make a movie just recently?
I know that one. There's no way that I would ever get this wrong. It is it's the Rad Reality Show friend, Billy Garcia.
That's right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Too right. So movies and news.
Did he say that it's now, the movie's finally done?
Yeah, I think so. That's one reason I wanted Paul to call in tonight, was to tell us if, you know,
we got to find out when you find out what the link is or where we can get it. I got to see that because it sounded awesome. There are news.
And
what's the other category?
And I was going to try to get a hold of Yana and some of the other people, but I talked to Paul, and he was really, you know, gung ho about helping tonight. He must have been
maybe
the movies.
Movies. Okay, I'll go with movies.
Okay. I'm going to name two movies and tell me. Oh, actually, I'll give you three movies because I put down a third one, too. And they all have one person in common. Okay? My Cousin Vinny, Goodfellas, and Lethal Weapons.
My Cousin Vinny, Goodfellas. Oh, I can't think of the guy's name.
Are we talking about, you're looking for the name of an actor that's in all three of them, I'm guessing.
Yes.
This is like what happened to Michelle. She could picture the guy, but couldn't remember his name.
Who's and funny? You think I'm funny? What's so funny?
Oh, my eyes are closed. Oh, damn it. I'm not looking in the chat room either.
It in the chat room.
You know, she spelled his last name.
I want to do it on my own.
Go home and get your shine box.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I think you're funny. You know, the way that you tell your story.
Yeah, you think I'm funny. I can't, I'm drawing a blank, but I see who he is. I just can't think of his name, so I get this one wrong.
He was also in Casino.
He gives up. He's giving up.
Ask for your friend to your help.
He already used her.
Oh, he already used her. Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci.
Hey, I'm you, Sam. I'm tall.
Pesci, yes.
Joe Pesci.
Oh, my God. I so knew that one, too, but I had the same thing happen to me, Michelle, as you with Craig.
We're tied up 2-2.
Oh.
This is the final one. And I think you might know this one, okay? Because I think it's something up your line that you probably watch, too, okay? This
What's
news
the category?
Personality,
yeah.
It's like news personality.
Okay,
this news personality, and I believe he's on CNN. I'm not positive. He's on CNN or Fox. I can't remember. I think he's a CNN one. Was the first host of The Mole.
Oh.
I know this one.
Me too. If I can, so, if you don't know, I'd want to give the hint.
No, don't do that. That's cheating. No. So they've had different. The only one I can think of at CNN was Anderson Cooper.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. We got our first winner. Woo! We got our first winner of who's
smarter than a reality star.
Ron, you got my address. I want a can of yellow snow soda.
Just one can, not a six-pack?
No, you didn't win this game. You lost this one. You won Family Feud. It's different. Yeah, you lost this one. You guys both lost it.
She stole it.
No, we'll have to go back. We'll have to go back and listen to the tapes. But I'm pretty positive. I thought you were 2 out of 3, or you only got 2.
Oh, she was in the stealing mode. Who was
that
on?
That was yesterday. For what you call it?
Yeah.
Family Feud. So I'll bring Jess up, but let her fight me. But I'm pretty positive her week she lost. Yeah, you lost this one.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because I remember I was saying how you two both lost. But we'll have to go listen to the tapes.
Jess, is this the game that it was the what is the most desired reality shows to be on?
No, it was the model one.
No, it was the model one. Which model did you have? See, who went first? Who went second?
I had Charlie.
Okay, yeah, and I think you missed the last one. I can't remember the questions.
Play back the tapes.
Yeah, we'll have to play back the tapes.
No, that's all right. I'll just say I won.
But, okay. Thanks for playing, Paul. Oh, now look, listen, tell everyone, you're smarter than a guess what? I am smarter than a reality star. Say it.
I am smarter than a reality star.
Woo-hoo. Paul from Minnesota is smarter than a reality star.
It's smaller.
Okay. I really do like this game. Michelle asked me which game I was my favorite. This is kind of becoming one of my favorites. Because, I don't know, I think it's fun. I'm sorry about the potluck one tonight. I really had a brain freeze. You can ask Cherry. I was sitting up here for about 5 minutes. I couldn't think of anything. What should I do? What should I do? I couldn't think of anything about Paul that was not hard. Like, I was going to ask what college he went to. You know, but, you know, that's so hard. It was, you know, so.
Ben,
shut up.
Afternoon sitting down doing five questions so that we have a bunch of those ready.
Oh, yeah, I will do that. But I like to be the spur of the moment because we never know what the guest is, and that's where I usually try to gear it towards the guest, in which our guest tonight has been tied up and ain't coming on, it looks like. So
what a bummer.
Life happens.
Yeah,
I'll get him back.
Bad day. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it comes for you? Bad day.
Trust me, if he's still anywhere in Yonkers, he's probably got major excuses for not showing up.
Yeah, he's a busy guy, and I thought he had time. He said he should have no problem. So it's all good. It was spur of the moment and booking it like for him anyways. I'm really, you know, because he's been good about it. He's never, you know, done this to me. He's been on the show twice.
When he comes on next time, just penalize him and say you're in the corner for 2 minutes.
And
Go ahead. I had like this great question to ask him, so it's going to be hard for me to hold back. So hopefully, I will have time free when he shows up. But I want to know, with him being from Yonkers, what the heck does he think about Gaga? Because Gaga is from Yonkers, too. And I'm going to tell you, I moved from the Bronx to Yonkers, and there's something in the water. I say that about Jersey, but it's also something in the water about Yonkers, because they're a little bit up there.
Where's Yonkers?
Yonkers is right above the Bronx in Westchester County in New York, about 20 minutes from outside of New York City.
Now, Michelle, I think I made this mistake before, but is Yonkers one of the boroughs or no?
No, Yonkers is not a borough. Yonkers is a suburb of Westchester County, which is right above the five boroughs, 5 minutes, 10 minutes from Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
It was inhabited by all of the people in the Bronx. Once the Bronx started turning bad, everybody that was all cool and good and Italian and just like down to earth, everybody moved to Yonkers, and then they drank the water and everything changed.
The hell did they put in the water?
I don't know. That's my problem. I've been avoiding that place for a long time now.
I did invite Enzo too to call in because I thought maybe we could have like the whole New York thing.
Oh my god, the whole friggin' accents. Nobody, half of the people wouldn't understand. Forget about the Samuel Duke comment.
God, can you imagine a show with and Paul and Enzo and Anne Marie.
We just need Alex. We just need Alex from Staten Island.
Alex.
Oh, I could do Alex. I can get Alex.
We could have the whole accent going down. Like,
holy crap.
Yeah.
Poor Samuel.
That would be kind of a fun show.
Poor Samuel.
A New York show.
Poor Samuel.
Samuel. Who's Samuel?
Oh, that's screeching. Oh, God.
Samuel Du. He hasn't shown up since.
He hates
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but you know what?
Do,
if you
I
look
think,
at his pictures,
oh.
We were talking about him, but he did post some real pictures. And if you guys, you know, he is a real person.
He also dumped me as a friend. He still has you as a friend, but he dumped me.
Uh-huh. I mean, no.
He dumped you, Paul?
Yeah, it was only like two common friends when I went to his Facebook, and it was Ron and I can't remember who else.
Louis?
Common with me.
Louie?
Yes.
Wow, I can't believe that he dumped you, Paul.
It's weird.
How's it feel, Paul?
Paul, you want me to tell him to add you back?
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'd rather have Jesse unblock me before I get Samuel to...
Jesse still hasn't unblocked you?
That's okay.
Okay, let's move on to our next subject, and Jess and Paul's up here, so it's a perfect time to talk about the one. And I want to tell you guys this. Okay. I've been trying to figure out how to talk about this all day. Okay, Lydia's running for the pop contest, right?
Yes.
And make sure you guys vote for her all every day. But I have my heart torn because a girl that was from the Rock of Love, who's been on my show, is also running. I love them both, but I'm
every other
not,
day.
No, I'm going to vote for them both. Try to.
Hey,
but it's Marcia from. It's Marcia from.
Right.
I think you can vote one person.
Yes, I was just going to. You can vote for 25 people, you can only vote for that one person once every 24 hours. So if you've got six people you want to vote for, you can vote for those all six of them once every 24 hours.
So also vote for Marcia. I posted a link all day today, at least once, and
I just
I'm not over gonna overdo her. I support them both. What I'm trying to get at, I'm trying the best way to say it is, and anybody listen to the show with me and Marcia, you'll know why I wanted to have to support her. That was one of the best fun shows I've ever did.
I just do not get why Jesse from The Bachelorette is taken. I mean, I just.
Is she on there too?
He's in first place. Yeah, he's kicking butt. He's getting like. He's well over 3,000 now.
Oh, really? 3,000?
Yep.
He probably got the chick. He's getting the chick vote.
Yeah, but I just don't see him.
So
being
Lydia is far behind, because like Lydia is only at like 1,000 today, right?
No,
has she hit 1,000 yet? She was at 900.
She's approaching 900.
No, when I voted, it was 900. I thought.
I'll check.
And I was like shocked.
Oh, she's 862. Oh. You must have voted for the wrong person, Ron.
No, I voted for her. She had a black thing.
She's at 862 at this as we speak.
Yeah, maybe I misread it.
Anyway, there's six guys that are leading it, and then this girl that has really been coming on, and then Lydia. So she's like number two lady. And what they do is at the end of the contest, they choose a final five. Three of the final five are made up of the top three picks. So whoever gets the top three votes. If we could rally her, we could get her into number three, because the third place guy is not really going as fast as number one and two. But then they say, okay, the next two of this final five, the judges are going to look at them and make a choice amongst them, you know, looking at the videos. And I think they might also look at the comments. So keep putting comments under there, too, you know, when you get that chance.
Oh, it's just that's the link to Marcia. She's at 587.
Oh, good for her.
And if you guys don't remember, she was on she's been on Rock of Love 3. She was on I Love Money, and she was on that other one. What's that one that
most recent
Sharon
one?
Sharon Osbourne. No, the Ricky Lake one.
Charm School?
Charm School.
Charm School, yeah.
Charm
the
School.
One that I happened to watch? Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'm talking about then?
I have to look at a picture, but I definitely saw Charm School. I mean, once I started watching it, I had to, so.
She's the Brazilian. She's the Brazilian that loves tequila.
Oh, my gosh. I think I remember her now.
I had not watched any of those shows, and Ron told me, you know, that he was having them on. It was one of these shows that I really had no interest in watching. Let me tell you, Ron, and we talked on the phone a lot, He could not get over it. Oh, you got, I know you don't watch these, but you got to listen to this show. You got to listen to this show. I mean, I might have to still go back and listen to it, Ron.
this one was, let me just say, Corey was on the line with me.
Oh, my God.
And she, this girl is hot anyways. And she was all, and just, it was one of those, it was fun one. It was a fun show. It was a fun show.
It was okay. I remember her. She used to roll up her skirt really short.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
There was quite a few of them on Charm School that did that.
I wonder if she would be on our list. You know, speaking of lists and stuff, okay. I wish Tara and Mel was here. And Petey. Because they were tweeting. What?
Nothing.
She's Irish Ice on Twitter.
Yeah, I just...
They were talking about the list. Who's on your top five list?
Oh, I saw
you
that
know,
today.
Who would you... Remember the Friends episode when they made a list of five people that they would have sex with if they were in a, married or, you know, if... You know, they're the... You can do them no matter what list. And who would be some of your guys's? I've been trying to figure out some of mine. I kind of switched it up. And, you know, it's so hard because I know so many women now from reality world, too. And it's like, oh, my gosh, do I put them on there? Or you know what I mean?
Right.
You guys are speechless?
I just wrote down four real quick,
I just,
and I don't know if you guys want me to go there.
I just stepped over in the corner. Lola just said one of mine.
So, Cherry, wait. Cherry being married, you don't have your list, and Rich don't have his?
Well, I don't know if he has his or not, but I certainly have kind of a list, but I don't speak openly about it because I'm married. You don't tell your husband who you'd sleep with if you didn't have him in there, would you? Silly.
I wouldn't tell my wife.
Isn't this along the lines of a husband and wife saying, you know, you can have three or four people on a pass list. In other words, you get a ride if you ever get a chance with one of these women, even though we're married. You can do her. Like Lane.
Yeah, I actually want
but
to see
Clooney
this new movie coming
online.
Out called Hope. Who?
George Clooney would be definitely be somewhere on that list of five.
George
Not for
Clooney.
Me.
No, I'm kind of interested to hear yours, Michelle.
Them too, Ron.
I'm kind of interested.
Okay, all right. So
oh, wait. Michelle, I believe we might. I think you and me might have some of the common people. Let's see if we have any common people.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so I have six that I automatically wrote down right away, right off the bat, in no particular order, but one will get an honorable mention. Okay, so we're gonna do the five. Diana Taurasi. Diana Taurasi,
okay,
hands
down. You gotta help us. Who she is.
Diana Taurasi was a power forward that played for UConn and now plays for Phoenix. And she was on the cover of ESPN magazine, like completely naked, but like posed where you couldn't see her, and it was completely controversial. And she's a hot mama.
Google that, Paul. Let's get that link.
What, the Diana Taurasi?
Yeah.
Oh, I can definitely tweet it to you in a second. I think I have it saved under my Twitter faves. Okay, second one is Jillian Michaels.
Oh,
now I can make I can make a link to that because if I'm not mistaken, Diana and Jillian wound up being together.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay, who is she again? I mean,
Jillian Michaels
is
what? You guys talked over each other.
Yeah, Jerry.
The Biggest Loser. The trainer on The Biggest Loser?
You know, she would be on, you know, maybe she would be on my list, too. Or is she? Okay, go on.
Okay. The next one would be Marion Jones.
The track star?
Who's she?
That's right.
Is she the one that had to give back her medals?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but she actually was a basketball player before she wound up becoming a runner, and now she decided to come back after her blue collar crime.
Those fit and muscular legs.
And she wound up becoming back, and she's playing for the WNBA.
Really?
Yeah.
Getting pretty old though, isn't she?
35 maybe, if that.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay. Next one, you guys should all know who this person is. There shouldn't be any problem except for me stuttering when I say her name, because that's what she does to me.
It didn't work, the link.
Oh, really? Okay. Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Who's she?
Ding, 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 ding.
Who's she?
South Africa. She won the Academy Award, I think, for that when she was that killer. What was that called?
Aileen Wuornos. She was She was in The Devil's Advocate. She also played Aeon Flux.
Never watched that either.
Oh my God. Okay, the next.
I did see Devil Advocate, but I don't remember who she is. So, sorry.
All right, the next one, let me see if this link works now. The next one is Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah, why her?
I like them young, I'm sorry, but she's hot. There's just
Yeah.
Thank you. Now for my honorable mention.
I don't know if she would be on my list. But, I mean, I can see where it could be on somebody's list.
Yeah. Well.
But Robin Pattinson might have something to say about that.
Well, he can say whatever he wants. I don't pay attention to what some guys say. That's never stopped me. Okay, so you're going
to
like my honorable mention.
I need to get Corey on here. You and Corey would have fun talking to each other.
You're going to like my honorable mention, okay? It's a throwback. Felicia Rashad.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, Mama Huxtable.
All right. What was her name before she got married?
I can't.
Starts with an A. I think.
I can't remember.
Her sister's from Fame. It's Debbie somebody. What's their last name?
Because Ahmad Rashad was a Minnesota Viking.
Correct.
So
I knew he was going to throw that into us.
Aaron Allen.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because you remember where she got a posed at?
Oh.
Wasn't it at the court? Wasn't it at the game already?
Yeah, it was at a football game, and he did it during, one of his interviews, and he posed to her, and I'll never forget. I think they divorced each other now.
Yeah.
I think they're divorced, if I remember correctly. But she still calls herself, you know, Rashad.
Rashad.
Yeah. Yeah, I love her. I don't know if she would be on my top five list either. My top five list is hard because, like I said, there's so many people in my mind that, and I used to have one, but I know I probably would knock somebody off. Like Jennifer Aniston might be on the list. She was always a yes. I'm just trying to think if there's anybody else that comes to my mind.
E.L.
Who? No. You know what? Yeah, See, this is what I was. I mean, okay. Here, the question goes to you guys. You know, is it not harder to put somebody like she just mentioned Erica? I could not put Erica on that list. You know, because.
Okay. Well, I think friends are out of the question.
Yeah, I mean, I consider her a friend now.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So, I mean, even though she's a reality star and she's been on a reality show, I can't look at her as somebody to be on my top five list.
Yeah,
Oh Welsh.
I think a top five list has to be people that are basically unattainable to you or non-tangible at this moment of your life, because that's what makes
right.
it so much better. That's why. That's
and more kind of A-listers, you know, whether it be like pro sports or
right.
Olympic.
You don't have to be an A-lister. I mean, I would think, you know, a B or C lister would be okay too. I mean, so if you guys want to put me on the list,
double D
and like an F lister.
Oh,
you know,
are you talking about the X Factor, Ron?
No.
The X list? No.
I'm trying to think who would be on my list though. I bet some soap opera characters. I'm trying to think of a soap opera person.
What about a hockey player? Does that count?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll
throw Brendan Shanahan.
But I wouldn't put no hockey player on. Unless it's a female one.
Who was that? I'm drawing a blank right now that was in the movie 10.
Bo Derek?
Bo Derek would be on my list. Raquel Welch.
Oh, okay. I do have, this is again, this is my old list probably. Kathy Ireland.
Oh, my God.
Christy Brinkley. These are my yeah. old school ones.
Shut up.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Would she be on your list?
Herself out in the lesbian world.
Hey, only for her. Only for Lady Gaga.
Wait, okay, yeah, but does she have to be in costume?
I don't care. I will do anything. I don't care.
So you'd pod with her.
Whatever. I don't give a shit. That's the only one, though. Everybody else are guys.
You're
like,
going to break
Channing
that
Tatum.
Yoke.
You would turn that meat. You would turn that meat.
Oh, my God. I would do anything. Whatever. I don't care. Channing Tatum's the top of my list, though. But her, okay. She wins.
Oh.
Okay, Jess.
I'm not saying it out loud.
Thing.
I am not saying it out loud, though.
Listen,
yeah,
I did some groundbreaking for you to be able to say that, so congrats, Jess, for the admission.
No, anybody that knows Jess probably knows who we're talking about, so we're not even going to mention her name.
Lady Gaga, whatever.
Okay, you know what, Jess, though?
What's
that? Isn't it a rumor that she's a guy anyways?
Hell no, shut up. I can't kick you out, never mind.
I'm just joking.
No.
Love
her, though.
She knows how to pack the meat, that's all.
Where's the meat?
Madonna used to be on my list, maybe. But I don't think she is.
So.
But I don't think she is now even close. But that was back in her borderline days. You know. Oh, I know who was on my list. Even now, she's on my list. Olivia Newton-John.
Ooh.
Oh yes.
Definitely would.
You told me about that one.
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
her telling us.
Yeah, she was my. I have been having a crush on her ever since.
Can she be on my list, John? Please.
Yeah, sure. I don't care.
Threesome.
But definitely, Olivia Newton-John. Oh my gosh, she gives me thrills that multiply, and she.
See what you did there.
Oh boy, I'm.
But she has
off
to wear
that.
The wait. She has
you're
to
gonna
wait,
get a cramp
wear the black.
In your hand, Ron.
Again?
That's the other hand, actually. I should have told Michelle it was the wrong hand that we had the cramp. I'm right-handed.
Okay, I can take this in such another direction, you guys. Really, if you let me do it,
right.
I
can. I'm doing it too in my head right now, and I don't want
to.
Wait. Can I just?
Gosh, you're doing
can
it
I just
too
say
in your
this?
Head. I want to say.
Olivia Newton-John is on my list, but she has to be in her black tights on the Inn of Greece.
Oh.
And the wigs.
See, the whole thing with mine is that I'll take them as they are right now. Like, so even if aged, they were just, you know, fantastic.
Oh, me too. I'm just making a joke. I'm saying that, I mean, how many boys didn't have a hard-on when you saw Living in John come out of that car in that black tights?
The opinions of the...
I can't believe we're talking about this, though.
I mean, I know.
But it's a good subject. I'm enjoying it. And since we... I wanted to fill up the time and everything. It's kind of fun, actually.
Philip, after we talked about all these hot people, you bring up Philip. Oh, fill up the time. I get it.
Whoa.
Philip won't be on anybody's list.
That was a stretch. I'm sorry.
I'll throw one out there for you two guys. Angie Harmon.
No.
Who?
Lady Gaga.
Angie Harmon.
She's a cutie.
She played on Law and Order. She was the prosecutors, DAs.
She married a New York Giant or something, right?
I don't know. Okay, so is Carrie Underwood too young for me?
No.
Hugh Hefner.
Carrie Underwood might be on my list too. I'm not a blonde person, though. I'm more into brunettes
and
dark hair and red. I'm trying to think, though. I know there's tons of them out there. Jennifer Aniston keeps knowing. All day, I was trying to make this list, and Jennifer Aniston is the only one that popped in my head because she's always been on my list.
She just got her hair cut again.
And I just can't think of anybody. I mean, I'm trying to think of TV shows I'm watching even right now. Yeah, I mean the girls from One Tree Hill. I mean, I like them, but I wouldn't put them on a list.
I was gonna say, Ron, most of the time you're watching The Rifleman or what's that show where
poppers.
The guy turns
I mean,
green?
No, I watch lots of. other shows. I'm just trying to think of
the
Hulk.
That's what I'm interested in.
What?
I said, how are you going to segue off this topic as we're getting down to the end of the show?
We only got 7 minutes left, so I'm kind of like playing it out for another couple, and then we're going to say goodnight. I'm just trying to think of who would be... some good ones, but Jason Sehorn.
Thank you.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. She did that that TNT show where she's on the Rizzolian Isles now. Lorraine Bracco plays her mother, and Thomas Harry plays the father.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She's got that kind of raspy, sexy voice, too.
Mm-hmm.
My friend still has...
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you know who else would be on maybe my list is Jerry Matthew from Survivor.
Matheny.
Yeah, or Jenny... Jenny... the one that goes with Ethan. I can't remember her last name.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Amanda, you know, from Survivor.
Oh, definitely Amanda. Definitely Amanda. Went out with Ozzy. Definitely Amanda.
Yeah, those three have always been hot chicks to me that I would, you know, maybe could put on. So
I'll throw all you guys a curveball. I'll put a guy out there for you. And it's also a throwback. Garth Brooks.
Ah.
Right. Now, that's an aha moment for Michelle and everybody out there.
Yeehaw. Wow.
So what's
going to
be the next game?
Would you do her yes or no?
Wow.
Would
or
you
him.
Do him yes or no?
There we go.
That's going to be the next
one,
huh?
Would Jess do Lady Gaga?
I just copied and pasted that and tweeted that to your little buddy, by the way, Jess.
What?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah, I thought about it. We should tweet it to Lady Gaga.
No! What did you do, Michelle? I don't even know what the hell your Twitter name is. Fuck.
You know
we'll make a
Twitter
sticker that says
is.
That the egg is rocking, don't come a knocking.
Oh my God. Hold on, you need to see this.
I didn't do anything. I wouldn't do
that. Oh, you liar.
I'm not like other people. I would never do anything
like
that.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
Liar.
I'm telling you.
Okay, you didn't do anything. All right.
That's funny.
But you put it in the main chat room.
I don't care. Don't tweet it. Don't tweet it.
I know somebody. Lois Lane, or not Lois Lane. Lois Lane on Smallville. That the girl that plays her, she's hot. I forgot her name right this second. Do you know who I'm talking about, Paul?
I do, but I know exactly who she is, but I don't know the actress's name.
It starts with a K, though. I can't remember it off my top of my head. She would be a hot one. Oh, the girl that plays Blair, that just came out in the movie, I think the roommates from Gossip Girl. She's hot.
Leia Neeser.
Yes, her. And she might be a little young for me too, but I mean, she's over 21, so that doesn't matter. She's
you have the over 21 rule, huh?
Nah, they could be 18, but you know, I'd rather them be over 21.
If they're 18, that's illegal. I'm well.
No, 18, you're okay.
You're 18 is fine. Yes, 18 is fine.
18 is fine, but I
won't.
Morally
corrupt, but legally
it's right.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I feel,
I've
too.
I've done my research.
Oh, shit. All right.
I agree, though. Definitely, I think 18 is too young for a 40-year-old guy. I really think almost 25 is now my limit. You know, even probably. So, welcome. Oh, thank you guys for coming to the show. I hope we didn't bore you too bad. Talking about our list. Everyone in the chat room kind of like died off. Thank you for coming. Tomorrow night you get a vacation, but go visit VRO if you want to listen to Lane and Enzo. Thursday night we have Cowboy calling in from Survivor, and she's going to be he's going to be awesome. I think if you remember him from the other night. Don't forget this coming Sunday, Amazing Race. We got, and then next Monday with Michelle Costa. And don't forget, you can donate over at theradrealityshow.com, and you can buy calendars still there. So we'll talk to you guys later, and hope you guys had a great day. And you guys want to say anything?
Vote for Lydia.
Yeah, vote for Lydia. Vote for Marcia.
Thanks for having
Michelle.
Me. Thank you so much for having me.
You know what, Michelle? I'm going to talk to you, and we're going to incorporate Michelle Moore into these shows. I like her. I like how she brings the spice to the show a little bit. So I definitely want. I'm hoping to work something out with her.
Thank you.
And Paul, thank you. Jess, thank you. Sorry you couldn't
thank
play
you.
The game. We'll play another one for you soon.
Right.
And Jerry. Ain't you so glad they helped us?
I am. Can I say
you were?
Can I say I'd like to hope that Vicky and Bob and Nikki all get better soon.
Yes.
And anybody else that's not feeling well out there in
I agree.
Our little world.
And I am putting a page together. Jerry might help me with it to kind of show people or where we can spread around for my heart condition. And so look for that in a tweet by maybe tomorrow. I'm hoping to get it done overnight or tomorrow time. So look for a tweet or Facebook. So talk to y'all Thursday, if not sooner.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let me kill this.
Don't kill me yet, Ron.